victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs 3. What does verse 5 say? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. So what do you trust with? And what's it going to say? Lean not to your own. Do you trust God with your understanding? No, you don't. Do you believe with your understanding? Have faith with your understanding? No, you don't. Now, the reason I took the time to turn to these and talk about this will help you understand what this man meant when he said, Lord, I believe. Where's that coming from? His heart. Where did he get that faith? He's hearing Jesus talk. He's looking at him, right? Yeah. Jesus didn't give him some excuse why his boy couldn't be healed and why you just never know since the disciples didn't get results. He looks at him. He says, what do you mean if I can? All things are possible to him that believes. If you'll believe, anything's possible. How many believe that produced faith in this man? He heard that. He's looking Jesus in the eye. He's here. How many believe Jesus said that with faith? Oh, yeah. And when he heard that, it jumped up in his heart. I think it probably almost came out before he thought about it. He said, I believe. I do believe. And then something else happened. Huh? Now see, he's seen this boy like this for years and years. He's had him to doctors. He's had him to specialists. He's done everything that they can know to do. And he remembers all that in his mind. And he's looking at his boy writhing on the floor there in a seizure. So he hollers what?
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief. Now, let me just stop right here and jump ahead. What happened? Did the boy get delivered or not? Huh? He did get delivered. That's why we're here talking about it tonight. He got delivered from seizures, from being crazy, being lunatic, and he got healed from dumbness. He got healed from deafness. He got an overhaul. Papa must have had faith. That was too weak. Come on now, stay with me. Don't just look at it and go, well, Jesus came out of the mountain, did that. No, Jesus didn't just do that. He required of the man faith, didn't he? He said, if you can believe the boy got healed, what do we know? He believed, daddy believed. Well, what's this help my unbelief? Head? Huh? What he was seeing, what he was thinking, his past experiences, all these thoughts coming against his mind. How could it be? How could it be? He's always been, how could it be? Here's the good news. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your head.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. I heard Dr. Kenneth Hagin say that years ago. And it just etched in my heart. And that's exactly what this is talking about right here. Faith will work in your heart. Even with all these thoughts bouncing around in your head. It can be like bees swarming around your... Yeah, but what about this? And how come this? And where is that going to come from? And how could that ever be? And they say it's terminal. They say, just say, shut up, shut up. I believe. Help me with this stuff, Lord. I believe. And just stay with what you got in your heart. And keep casting down those thoughts and you can have the miracle. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt and fear in your mind. Is that good news or is that good news? Now, one reason I wanted to camp on that a little bit is because the devil knows scripture too. And he quotes scripture and misquotes it and misapplies it. Have you ever heard him? He tried to do that with Jesus in the garden, didn't he? And one he loves to use is over in James. Don't turn there. But when it talks about if a man wavers, don't let that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Remember that? And people trying to believe God for something, and they catch themselves. They've sat there and thought about the problem for several minutes, and the devil says, wavering, wavering. Don't let that man think you'll receive anything of the Lord. People go, oh, I'm wavering. I can't receive anything. And just believe that they can't receive. No. Wavering in the heart. Vacillating on your position in you. With the heart, you believe. No, you catch thoughts in your mind and feelings and fears come on you. Don't you say, oh, I can't believe I'm messing up. No, just jump up and say, no, I don't believe that. Help me with my mind, Lord. I believe. Reaffirm what you believe in your heart. This is what I believe. Amen. It's what I believe.
Hallelujah.
That's all you have to have. That's enough.
Yeah.
This man hadn't been to Bible school. This man didn't have any. He didn't even read his chapter every day with Faith Life Church.
Hallelujah.
So you thought we'd go and not talk about that tonight, didn't you? Because
everybody
at Faith Life Church reads their chapter Monday through Friday every day.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. Said out loud, faith will work, in my heart with thoughts of doubt and fear coming against my mind. See, it happened for this man, didn't it?
Yes.
It happened. And it can work for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears. He was sincere, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and he said to him, you dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you come out of him and enter no more into him. Notice he did it when he saw the people coming together. Why? Why did that make a difference? Would it have made a difference if a whole bunch of people had gathered around with a bunch of doubt and unbelief? See, the previous two sessions we've studied, he got the people and led them out of town. In order to heal him. So he moved right then before a bunch of unbelief came and gathered around him.
That's right. Amen.
And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. He was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Do you know that some situations when deliverance begins, it gets worse?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm? Looked like it got a lot worse, and yet he's getting delivered.
Yeah.
But you'd think, man, I wish you'd quit praying for him. He just got a lot worse. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, now let's just stop right here and thank God for the healing. I mean, was the boy delivered?
Yeah.
I mean, delivered. He would have been in an institution today, probably in a padded cell, full of drugs, seizures, crazy, deaf, dumb. He goes home, back to mama, seeing, hearing, in his right mind. No more seizures. Can God still do that today?
Yes.
Yes, he can. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I believe it. Don't you? All things are possible to him or her that believes. So here, the boy's healed and delivered, and they go back to the house. And the disciples come around later, and they said, Jesus, could we ask you something? He said, yeah. They said, why couldn't we get that boy set free? We tried, you know. Well, they must have prayed over him. They must have rebuked and bound. They must have tried to cast out. Mustn't they?
Yeah.
Must have. Right? They prayed. They rebuked. They bound. They cast. Boy, didn't get set free. Now, Matthew gives us the answer. Mark doesn't say it just like this. But what did Jesus tell them immediately after that? He said, because of your unbelief. But then following that, he said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now hold your place right here in this chapter. Let's talk about this just a minute before we get through. Because people don't understand this and they get off with it with this. Fasting is instrumental in powerful ministry. Fasting does not give you authority. Fasting doesn't heal people. Fasting doesn't deliver people in and of itself. But it obviously does have a place in powerful, effectual ministry. Now let's back up and talk about another side of this. Jesus said this kind doesn't come out but by prayer and fasting. But do we ever see him face a situation of somebody who's oppressed or sick and goes, boys, now let's go fast on this. Huh? And let's meet back here in 3 days. Do we ever see anything like this here or in the book of Acts? No, you don't. No, you don't. And yet you see some people trying to apply it like that. They run into a problem and go, well, let's all fast to get them set free. Fasting doesn't heal people. Are you listening to me now? Fasting doesn't change God. Fasting doesn't move God. Faith causes God to respond. Did you hear me? And yet fasting can be a powerful tool to help you and I with our flesh. Because your flesh can hold you out. Fasting changes your flesh. Let's get clear on what fasting does. Fasting affects your flesh, not God. Doesn't change God, doesn't change the Bible, doesn't give you authority. Now, skip down just a few verses here and see what was going on that'll give you some insight into this. No, let me do it the other way. Hold your place there. Go to Psalm 35. Psalm 35, 13. Look at a truth here. Psalm 35 and 13. Are you there? He said, as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. And I what? I moved God with fasting? Huh? I overcame the devil with fasting. No. I did what? I humbled my soul with fasting. You understand that you're not to pray for God to humble you? I said, you're not to ask God, Lord, humble me. Lord, make me humble. The scripture tells you to humble yourself repeatedly. Are you with me now? And there are a number of ways of doing that. Here is one thing that helps you to humble your soul. Fasting. Fasting is denying yourself something your flesh wants. It involves more than food.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with the Lunatic Son, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R912. That's R912. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.